This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're still a pretty long ways from knowing exactly what's in that phase one trade deal the White House worked out with Beijing. But one of the key things President Trump kept saying as that deal was on again, then off again, then on again, was that his tariffs were hurting China more than they were hurting the United States, and that China has lost manufacturing jobs as a direct result of the trade war. 3 million of them. The actual figure, according to the Chinese government, is 3.8 million manufacturing jobs lost in urban parts of that country last year. Because of the tariffs, though, not entirely, says our China correspondent Jennifer Pack.
Li Xiangjun is in good spirits now, but a few days ago, he fainted at work on the factory floor. He manufactures screws for golf clubs for the U.S. market.
I work night shifts, but I'm too old for that. I have trouble falling asleep during the daytime, so my body couldn't handle it.
It's a far cry from his previous job at the United Shoe Factory, which manufactures U.S. brands like Red Wing Shoes. There, he worked the day shift. Then last year, he was laid off. His shoe factory moved to Cambodia.
I heard the company is offering a salary of 800 yuan a month in Cambodia, whereas our salaries are five times more.
His job is among the 3 million President Trump says were lost because of the U.S. tariffs. Now, Chinese government statistics do confirm a drop in manufacturing jobs, but employment in factories has been shrinking since 2015, long before the U.S. tariffs were in place. Worker Li Xiangjun.
We heard from factory managers that our company wanted to move out of China, starting a few years ago.
The United Shoe Factory did not respond to our interview requests, but manufacturers say the rising cost of wages, raw materials, and rent are some of the top reasons they're looking to leave. The U.S. tariffs may have just sped up their exit plan. Li Guilian was also laid off by the United Shoe Factory, but she was not left empty-handed.
I received some compensation from the factory and also unemployment benefits.
But that's not enough for her to stop working, even though she is 51, a year older than the official retirement age for women. China has a pension system, but for years, employers could get away without paying into it. So even though Li Guilian worked for 18 years, her employer has not contributed enough for her to receive a pension, unless she pays in a few thousand dollars more. Money which, she tells me, she doesn't have. Even with a social welfare system, you still need big savings in China. At the start, we told you that worker Li Xiangjun had a fainting spell. Well, he stayed at the hospital for a few days.
The health insurance covered some of the costs, but I was too scared to stay longer and checked out early. I still had to pay 3,000 yuan.
That's about $400, 3 weeks of his current salary. Li Xiangjun says he's lucky to have found another job. Factory work has helped him put his children through college and build a new house. Plus,
my wife and I have helped our two sons pay for their weddings and put down payments on their first homes.
But at what cost? To give his family a better life, both he and his wife had to travel 700 miles from their village in central Hubei province to work in factories. They left their children behind when they were just a few years old. Today, his wife Zhang Yonghong may laugh when she calls their daughter, but she says they're not close.
Being apart from our children for two decades, our relationship has suffered, even though we called and wrote letters to them regularly.
Still, she has fond memories of working for the United Shoe Factory, which she says was a good employer. Not an easy thing to find now, says her husband Li Xiangjun, but he doesn't blame the factory for leaving China.
The boss wasn't making money.
The factory's closure, he says, is just business. In Zhongshan City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.